I'm here with Mike Sinclair and Richard Bell from the Kalamazoo Astronomical Society, and we'll be talking about some eclipses coming up this month. The first one is the lunar eclipse, which is actually several of total lunar eclipses that we're going to be seeing within the next few years. Would that be right, Richard?
The next year, yeah. Every 6 months, starting this past April. So April, September, then April again, then September again, although the next one's October, but early October.
Right. It's on the, what day is that?
October 8th. It's a Wednesday, very early on Wednesday.
Yeah. When exactly is the best time to see that, Richard?
The best time and the only time is about 5:15 in the morning. The full moon will start to move into the Earth's darker inner shadow, the umbra, at about 5:15 in the morning. So it's either one of those things where you do like I do, stay up all night, or you'll have to get up very early if you want to see it.
Well, you know, that might be a little bit more possible for some people, I guess, if they get up early before work. Now, I remember with the last total lunar eclipse, we had this kind of blood red moon look. Is that the same kind of look we're going to have this time, Mike?
It'll be close. It'll be more washed out. A little bit because it's early morning, really close to sunrise. So we're going to kind of get most of that. It won't be quite as distinct.
And Richard, is there going to be anything particularly cool that you could see with your telescope or binoculars or naked eye this time?
Yeah, if you have a, you know, if you have just your eyes, you can just, you know, watch the curved shadow from the Earth, you know, just kind of slowly creep across the moon's surface. But of course, with binoculars or a telescope, you can just see the shadow creep along the moon's surface all the more clearly. So it's a lot more fun. You can do timing experiments where you watch a shadow move across a crater and, like, you know, figure out the diameter of the crater. So there's little things you can do, but most of us just like to watch and wonder.
So, Mike, the Kalamazoo Astronomical Society, it doesn't look like you guys are having a watch party for this. Why not?
Well, it's midweek. It's a Wednesday morning, which is problematic. A lot of people are going to work. It's really early because people are busy. It's middle of the week. It's, you know, just before you go to work. It's something you would just naturally step outside and look at before you jump in the car or the truck and head off. So it's a little easier just to let people know that it's coming, to go out and observe it in the morning as it's kind of going through those phases, and then just head off to work, and you can talk about it all day, or at least in my classes, all day.
Richard, there is a partial solar eclipse also coming up on October 23rd. Talk about that a little bit.
Yep. This is a, again, it's a partial solar eclipse, so it's the exact opposite. This time, instead of the moon moving into the Earth's shadow, we sort of graze the moon shadow. So this time it's the moon between the sun and the Earth instead of the Earth between the moon and the sun, like for a lunar eclipse. And this one's a bit different. You know, for a lunar eclipse, you don't need any special protection at all. You know, if you can look at the moon with no eclipse, you can look at the moon during an eclipse with just your eyes. But a solar eclipse is much different. You need special protection. You either need approved eclipse glasses, or you need like a number 14 welder's goggles or greater to look at this event, or a telescope with a proper solar filter. And because at maximum, which is just like 5 minutes before sunset, 55% of the sun is covered, and 45% is enough to do damage to your eyes if you look at it for any length of time almost instantly. So it's not the same thing.
You can use pinhole projection as well. If you take two index cards and you take a pin and you punch a hole in the center of one of them, and you use that as kind of the forward portion of it, you can actually project the image of that partial eclipse onto the second card, letting the light go through the pinhole, and you'll see it pretty clearly. It's not as crisp with a pair of binoculars with a proper solar filter or a telescope with a proper solar filter, but it's still clear enough that you can really see that edge, and you can see that clearly. Better than half the sun is going to be covered by the shadow of the moon.
Right, and just that kind of works to block out a little bit of that sunlight so it's down to a percentage that you can handle.
Yep, because right? It reflects off that white card. You know, you can look at, you know, the sunlight reflecting off a card is just, you know, white because it's just across the entire spectrum. But if you narrow the light through a small pinhole, you'll see that really distinctive eclipse structure, and you'll see the shadow, and it really looks pretty neat. It's actually, you can see this on occasion through leaves. This is going to be really low, so I really won't be able to see that, but I've seen eclipses where you've got partials that the sun is fairly high in the sky, and if you look at the shadows cast by the leaves and trees, you'll see that same series of little eclipse crescents on the ground. It's very impressive.
And yeah, this is going to be pretty low in the sky. Richard, I know that you guys are going out to Warren Dunes State Park. Are there pretty much anywhere on the lakeshore would be a good place to see this?
Yeah, just about anywhere on the lakeshore is great. But Warren Dunes is great because the picnic shelters are a bit elevated above the lakeshore. So, you know, if there's people walking down the beach, you know, they won't get in the way of maybe your telescope view or something like that. And so that's where we'll be. But, you know, from any spot on the lakeshore is a great spot to go because you can watch the eclipse all the way to the horizon. But again, if you don't have any special protection, then you can come join us at Warren Dunes because we'll have, you know, telescopes there, maybe a few extra eclipse glasses and stuff like that. But we're not going to sell any this time around.
And I think that the party that you guys have for that partial solar eclipse at Warren Dunes, that's about 5 o'clock, right, Mike?
Pretty close. Yep.
Yep. And yep. When would be the best time to see that eclipse?
Oh, boy. It starts really a little bit after 5, so you kind of want to be there at least like 45 minutes before it reaches totality, which, as Richard said, is just a few minutes before sunset. So if you're there between 5:30 and quarter to 6, that's when probably the best viewing is going to jump in. We're assuming, of course, there's no clouds on the horizon, which always makes us a little bit nervous.
Right. Well, anything else that anyone should know about these two eclipses that we can look forward to this month?
Again, this eclipse is just a series of eclipses. There are two more. We have one next April, which we only get to see half of that again. It's the same kind of deal where it ends at moonset, and but the one later in the year in September we get to see the entire thing. So again, this is part of a series of the tetrad of eclipses. So we're very fortunate that we can see all of them.
About.
Yeah,
yep.
It doesn't really happen with solar eclipses.
Although it's April 2017 is the next big solar eclipse.
You know? August.
I mean, excuse me, August, my bad. We're really building up to that. We spent a lot of time getting prepped up for the big one because this one's close. It's very close to Michigan. You can easily see it from Michigan, but a lot of us will be running a little bit further south to the line.
Yep, so the solar eclipse is a warm-up.
Yep. That's a lot of prep time.
Oh, yes. Well, you need it because, you know, you never know how much gear you got to pack and cameras and everything else.
Especially if you want to take lots of pictures. And I plan on taking lots of pictures.
Same here. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us.
No problem. Quite welcome.